So what kinds of protests are allowed in modern society and what makes a protest successful? Annie Guest has been taking a look.
These protests in the late 1970s in Sydney were the prelude to Mardi Gras and the road to gay rights.
Police reinforcements were called in as the demonstrators grew more determined to enter the court building. Little things,
big things grow. The Indigenous walk-off at Wave Hill Station in the Northern Territory in the 1960s is perhaps the most famous Aboriginal protest. The Stockmen's protest helped them win the right to be paid. Beau Spearman is a current Aboriginal activist. He'll be taking part in the Black Lives Matters demonstrations in Brisbane.
Lots of the things that Aboriginal people have in Australia, none of that was ever given or handed down to Aboriginal people. You know, we had to fight.
Charles Sturt University professor Clive Hamilton says Wave Hill and the gay and women's rights movements are examples of successful protests.
Well, I think the history of protest movements shows that they need to be in it for the long term rather than one-off events. They need to be coordinated and well-led. They need to strategise, and they need, at least over time, to draw into them various elements of civil society.
Parallels have been drawn between the current US demonstrations and the 2011 England riots, when a peaceful protest over a man who was shot dead by police turned into 4 days of unrest, with widespread looting and buildings set alight. Professor Hamilton says violent demonstrations are usually less effective at producing positive outcomes than organised peaceful protests.
But the protests clearly aren't a movement. They're not organised. They're pretty much leaderless. They have virtually no demands, and then there's no strategy. And so it's very hard to see how it might turn out.
Australians have a right to protest. Organisers must give an estimate of numbers and the routes the demonstrators will take when they apply for permits from police.
On each man, the protesters are still sitting down, some women, some children. The truck is still only a few metres away from the terminal.
The 1998 waterfront dispute is among the best known union protests, but it led to mixed results. However, the Queensland Secretary of the Electrical Trades Union, Peter Ong, is convinced of the power of protest. He's a prolific demonstrator who says successes include stopping privatisation in his state.
It was basic grassroots campaigning and protesting. We would show up at public forums, we would conduct town meetings, we would have rallies through the city marching on Parliament House, we would have every morning and every afternoon our members before work and after work standing out on the street with call flutes.
But there are many protests that haven't shifted outcomes significantly, such as widespread demonstrations about climate change. Professor Hamilton says it's harder to affect change when there are major structural and power imbalances.
The climate movement is something really rather different. It's met with an enormous amount of opposition within the establishment, a sustained campaign by the fossil fuel movement, plus a great deal of complacency on the part of most Australians. I think that's shifting as the evidence of climate change becomes undeniable.
Professor Clive Hamilton from Charles Sturt University speaking with Annie Guest.